Well, my problem started about 3 years ago when one of my great-grandchildren was born, and I was staying with them in Leeds to sort of celebrate this occasion. And we were in the White Rose Centre doing some shopping, and I was suddenly taken by this awful pain in my stomach. Couldn't understand it, didn't know why. And so I said to my daughter-in-law, I think I'm going to sit down. She said, oh, well, we'll all go and sit down. We'll go in McDonald's. And I said, well, she said, would you like something? I said, yeah, I'd love a cup of tea. So I had this cup of tea, drank it, and the pain went. And there it went. And for months afterwards, it didn't reoccur, so I didn't think anything about it. Several months later, the same thing happened again, and then weeks later again, and of course about 18 months had passed, and this pain kept coming. And I sort of coped with it. You know, I thought, well, shall I go to the doctor? And I thought, well, my heavenly doctor's more easily acceptable than accessible than my earthly doctor. I'll stick with my heavenly doctor at the moment. So I did, and I carried on. But these pains were getting gradually worse. They were coming more frequently until eating was becoming a problem. I no longer wanted to eat. And as I told Andy, I was living on a diet of ice cream and Walker's crisps. And with the odd reasonable diet in between. But the pains kept coming. And I was getting a bit, you know, more than a little distressed about it. Well, I watch Revelation TV. It's the only Christian channel I watch. And every night, 5 days a week, there is the 700 Club, and which I do watch. And it's a magazine-y programme. And you do hear some wonderful stories about people being delivered from all kinds of situations. And you really feel uplifted by it. And it is, for me, I love watching it. Well, they pray for people, Gordon Robertson and Pat Robinson and Terry Newsome. There's the three that I really know well, for people with various conditions. And it's usually towards the end of the hour. It's on from 6 until 7. And I was sat watching this programme, not feeling really very good, because although these pains went, they were beginning to leave me feeling pretty jaded for a while and certainly not wanting to eat. And I was sat on my settee listening to this, and Gordon Robertson had prayed for one or two people, saying somebody is suffering from such and such a thing. The Lord is healing you now. Take your healing. And I thought, wow, that's great, isn't it? They're getting a word from the Lord and they're getting healed. And it just seemed as though they're coming to the end. I mean, I'd watched this time and time again, and I thought, no eyes this time, Lord, no ears, no backache, no arthritis, but I'll keep on watching and waiting. And this particular time, it seemed as though the end of that particular segment had come. And then Gordon said, somebody is having trouble with their stomach, with the lining of your stomach, and God is healing you now. Well, I felt a sort of a power, if I can describe it like that, because at that time I wasn't in pain. I wasn't feeling any pain at all. People have written in and phoned in and said at that particular instance their condition was healed. Well, I hadn't got any pain at that time, so I was a bit bewildered. But I thought, well, I'm going to believe this. And that night was good, you know, and the next day was good, no more pain. So I thought, well, this is, how can I say I've been healed from this if I've no evidence? So I ate a plate of chips. Plate of chips with beans and that was wonderful. And I waited for half an hour, and I waited for an hour. No pain. So then the diet did get a bit outrageous after that. But now I've settled down. I've accepted that I've been healed from this because this was 10 weeks ago. And I've not had any pain since. And I'm just giving God all the praise. So as Andy said, people are sceptical about this, but I know what I felt when Gordon Robertson said what he did, that I'm just praising his name now. I'm not one to moan. The people say, well, why didn't you say something? And why didn't you go to the doctor? Well, as I said, my Heavenly Father's easily get at-able than my earthly doctor. So praise his name.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Audrey. Should we just pray for Audrey? Yeah. I mean, that's a real... When Audrey shared that with me, I was so blessed. Yeah. And I thought, what a testimony she is. What an encouragement she is to us all. And just praise God for his mercy and his grace. So, Lord, we just want to thank you for Audrey. Thank you, Lord. What you have done for her. Thank you, Lord, that you challenge our preconceptions. You are able to heal in any way you choose. You're able to move in any way you choose. And thank you that Audrey was willing to receive from you, Lord, what you had for her. We pray for health and well-being and strength in all the ways, and thank you for her example. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.